comment that I think the standards, broadly speaking, probably, particularly things like noise should apply. If it's, you know, if it's a small CHP doing, you know, it's not gonna be an issue. They would easily comply with the standards. If it's a borderline system, who knows, you know, 70 megawatts, it may fit someplace and not even, that may be fine. If it's a, this commercial facility enough near a residential area, they came to Morrison. But we could probably craft a definition that says that, again, something like I was saying, that it's being, is the power is being generated to offset the power used at that site or another facility owned by the same owner in the city of Rockland.
Okay, let's write, can you write that? And that would be the, it's the end of this. This does not include what you just said. Yeah, that's the way we should do it, this definition, but it just does not include.
Yeah, it does not include facilities developed to offset the power. Does not include facilities built to offset the power utilized at that site or at another site. Owned by, just under the same ownership within the city of Rockland.
Maybe exclusively offset, because potentially, you know, a 10 megawatt facility could offset and also.
Yes.
And does it have to, do all properties have to be in the city of Rockland?
That's up to you. I mean, I said city of Rockland just for, because of the community benefit questions we're here, but that would also trip up someone like that.
That's what I was thinking, and do you really want to say?
Or you just want to say ownership?
You keep running your boiler when you have the opportunity to do something that's cleaner, but the properties aren't, you know, the amount you, there's one up in Rockport, there are two in Rockport.
Maybe you're saying Rockland or adjacent town.
Yeah, just, didn't the planning board develop some language last week for specifically adjacent towns? Or there was some discussion, I'd say just use this.
I think that was notification.
What strikes me is that, you know, another way to look at this is, you know, the impact of what it is that they're, how they're generating the power makes it a great deal of difference. I mean, what do we call that, you know, that biomass stuff, you know, even a very small plant could be a really big mess for anyone living around.
Yeah, you brought that up last time.
Yeah. You know, presumably natural gas would be in between, and then solar, you know, you don't have much water use, maybe none, and no noise, and so another way to look at these things, you know, not who gets the
just
power.
Just small biomass would be just as potential.
Well, you know, I don't know if they still are legal or not, but those horrible little things you put in your backyard.
The outdoor one.
Yeah. I mean, you know, that
they've got more restrictions, but
stink up the neighborhood.
Yeah. Well, the Iowa Institute's a biomass facility, this one.
That's right. Is that biomass or pellets?
It's pellets, wood pellets.
Is that biomass?
Yes.
Pellets
is
biomass?
Yes. Yeah. Just cost more.
Biomass all over the place.
Yeah, I mean, you know, when you're talking about, you know, how it affects, you know, the city at large and, you know, the neighborhoods and everything, you know, that's, it isn't how many kilowatts you generate, it's...
What you're spewing, too.
Yes.
So that will still be covered, though, because, right. And subject to the performance standards.
Right.
So again, what we're struggling with is zoning, right. Not the performance standards.
Right. So with zoning, then,
so we'll utilize that version. Mm-hmm. What's the starting point? 500 kilowatts still, or?
Yeah, I think so. I think that.
All right.
Dan suggested that 500 kilowatts and 1 megawatt facilities are pretty much the, you know.
At that level, it's starting to become a nuisance. It could be a nuisance. Right. Noise, right. Water use, things like that.
So then it's not grid scale power generation facilities anymore, correct? Or are those considered grid scale?
I wouldn't consider it grid scale. I mean, you get to a 1 megawatt solar, and you know, at that size, given it takes 5 acres, most people do consider that grid. grid scale, because it is selling to the grid, isn't it? I wouldn't consider grid scale for traditional generation sources like a recip engine, gas turbine, or biomass boiler type application until, you know, 10 or 15 megawatts.
The economics just don't work for the smaller systems if you're trying to push electrons out onto the grid.
So, stepping back a bit, is the board outside its brief if it's addressing not only grid scale energy production facilities but for small facilities? Councillor.
We do not want to overstep.
I mean, it may be very helpful to have this in place.
It's tied in together.
I think I would be right. I think just to be clear on this case, being only one member of council, I think, well, take my councilor hat on, put my consultant hat on. I think any time when I'm for a board and you raise a question that, say, the council didn't think of, it's appropriate to report that back. And I think, you know, we've got, you know, the engineers here saying that, you know, grid scale for combined cycle may be, you know, 15 megawatts, but grid scale for other types may be one.
Fair enough. So should we call it distributed power generation facility then, rather than grid scale? You could?
I mean, that's sort of the industry term.
What?
I think that's sort of the most common industry term.
But is anybody else going to know what it means?
I mean, grid scale, I mean,
so then it'll be the same definition?
Be 500 kilowatts and then...
Yeah.
And then not including facilities built to offset the power utilized on site or on another site in Rockland or Disney municipality. And under the same or affiliated ownership.
Okay, and we really aren't addressing those other ones. So,
right.
All right.
Other than they have to be reviewed. And we've said that in Chapter 16.
Right.
So you can't be generating noise in the air pollution.
Right. Okay. And on the same theme, looking at the performance standards, say in the air pollution, we take out the limitation to grid scale power generation facilities.
Yeah.
And we just say that the air pollution
from
standards apply to any power generation facilities.
Exactly.
Good. Easy.
Easy peasy.
But you're the first paragraph.
All right, is that progress?
Yes.
All right.
Who's buying your breakfast?
So now we got to choose one.
Just one, no increase.
Yes.
The result in.
Speaking of air pollution, shall we turn our attention to that?
Yes.
Yeah?
What about maximum? Want to be maximum? Megawatts.
Oh, you're back up in the definition?
Well, we haven't
answered the question.
No.
But you still, that's where you are. Establish a maximum.
Yes. That would probably actually go in the zoning.
I think the second part of that is the important piece, the excluded fuels. I think the other pieces are going to drive the size. You know, if you got a size limit, that's going to be the size limit. If you got a water consumption limit, that's going to be the limit.
You mean a physical size limit, or?
Yeah, generation capacity. I mean, as Dan said, that if it's X amount, it's going to need X amount of water. And if the water requirement is X, you've precluded them already.
Right.
And if someone can come in, you know, whereas if you set a limit of 20 megawatts for technology X, you know, they may be able to do that same thing at 30, whereas another one, it may be at 10. So I think the other standards may be the appropriate restriction.
Right. You agree with that, Carol?
I don't know.
Yeah, when we're talking size, too, again, you know, solar, it's roughly 5 acres a megawatt, so that's, you know, it's the scale. A 25 megawatt gas turbine or recip engine fired combined heat cycle or cogen type plant you'd have to raise the roof 20 feet. It would fit in this room.
Really?
Depending on if you had compressed natural gas like FMC, you'd have trailers on the side, or you might have a gas, if you had pipeline gas, it would fit in this room. A biomass, 25 megawatt biomass plant would, you'd need 5 acres. So.
Now we don't know 10 years from now where the technology is going to be.
Right.
Yeah, I tend to agree that limiting what the impact, what you don't want to have, then at least allows the flexibility of the technology? Because is it really a problem if it produces 30 megawatts if it does not have a negative impact on, as we've defined it?
Yeah, it's primarily recycling, it's the water, there's adequate setbacks, or adequate noise control.
And doesn't pollute the air, and, I mean, it's, as long as those are restricted.
Nathan, what Nathan says is that what was proposed was initially 75 megawatts, and it's currently considered to be scaled back to 35.
Yeah.
That was just my memory, that was my memory of what the final plan was.
It was 35, I read that in the.
Yeah, it was 25, yeah, I mean, what, I have to go back to the last, but the initial numbers were in the 60s and 70s. And the last time there was public comments made, it was in the 25 to 35 range.
So, how do we have enough here? And I guess one other question, with these regulations, does it preclude, do some of these preclude that size?
Further in, if we put a limit on the amount of makeup water you can use, absolutely.
Yes.
So I think it's.
That's what I was.
As well as the.
That depends on what you're putting for a limit.
Right, or this air pollution clause we're talking about right now, as far as no increase or reduction, if it is a grid scale plant, not some type of district heating plant, there's no way it could achieve that. It's not, it's gonna be adding to the emissions in the region, not cutting them back.
And what kind of percentage are you looking at?
For emissions?
Yeah.
That's a tough one. Depends on, again, it would have to be some type of.
That's why you're here, answering the tough questions.
District heating and try to model how many of those boilers are now gonna be coming off.
Right.
And compare, because those, most of those are gonna be, you know, home heating oil. So there's higher emissions, there's different emissions to worry about. I mean, it can be done, it would have, it's almost a case by case basis, though.
But no increase would be reasonable, right?
I will say, speaking as someone whose primary concerns about the power plant proposal were global environmental concerns, and there is a lot of concern about that in the community. This is just, for me personally, probably the most important part of all of us, making this.
So does it meet what your concerns were?
Well, it depends if there's a number or not, or if it's just no net increase. I mean, it depends what you put in there.
So if it says no net increase, what do you say?
I would strongly prefer a modest decrease.
Is that doable with a 35 megawatt?
It could be, absolutely.
I mean, I just think it.
So you want an increase in the net reduction?
I want a net reduction.
You want, yeah.
There is not right now.
I was trying to make sure.
No, not sure, yeah.
That would be difficult with a 35 megawatt grid scale.
Oh, and a reduction?
Again, if it doesn't have a, it's not offsetting, having it, you know, with the district heating system or something like that, where it's offsetting existing sources, there's no way it could reduce.
So you're saying if there were a plant that didn't sell steam, that were just strictly.
Right, but we're down to one.
One that sells steam, yeah. So that, I think, means that a net reduction would be possible.
So we could channel them towards cogeneration.
Yeah.
Yes, only if you want to. So if you want to push a facility that's primarily grids, its primary goal on the power side is selling power into ISO New England, and you want to push the local benefit of that, then it would be to require some kind of either no increase or net reduction, because that would force the facility to get permitted to generate at least a limited district heating network, or else you just not going to permit.
I think we talked about that quite a bit before, as I recall.
So what are we choosing?
I think it's just a question of what's, I mean, you don't want to set a number so low that, well.
I'll do some more research on that. I didn't dive into that one that deep.
I definitely am not advocating for a number that prohibits anything, but I again, just speaking as an environmentalist, I would like something that is, you know, ambitious.
And reduces it.
Yeah.
And I think the energy committee said that in the packet to you, there's certainly a lot of sentiment in the public comments, and a lot of sentiment to sort of, you know, international level that we should be talking about, you know, some reductions in CO2 on the worldwide level, and SO2 and oxygen NOx locally.
Right.
But those are legitimate targets, either for climate change reasons or acid rain reasons or asthma reasons.
But framing up in the way we just discussed it now, it's no longer just a grid scale power generation facility, it's a grid scale district heating system.
Correct.
And now we're talking about air pollution from generation facilities we took out with grid scale, correct?
Well, yeah, I was wondering if you want to have a sort of a twofold approach here. And say that no power generation facility can result in an increase in air emissions. Can be approved if it's going to result in an increase in air emissions. And second, a distributed power generation facility must demonstrate a net reduction in some fashion.
That sounds good to me.
Wouldn't it?
How is it me over here just looking for...
Yeah, no,
if the school were to make a little solar power plant, likely be no net increase?
We just, all the air pollutants and...
Say a school puts in 250 kilowatts gas fired, even if it's compressed natural gas.
Yeah.
Combined heat power system, recip, probably be a recip engine, it should offset, it should reduce the emissions as compared to their boiler by 30 to 50%.
Yeah, by their individual boiler, right.
Well, that sounds pretty good. So we aren't precluding smaller ones, right?
Correct.
And you say you want to think about a number there.
Yeah, I want to see if my guys can kind of estimate, say, we'll just use that 35 megawatt number. The amount of, it would have to be a back pressure turbine for district heating loop, you know, how much heat is there, how many homes, buildings could that do, and then try to say, okay, a typical, you know, boiler of that size, what's the emissions and what's the offset?
Yeah, yeah. Some pretty big buildings in the industrial part.
Yeah. No. 35 megawatt facility, you know, it's putting out a lot of emissions. Okay.
Now, Eric's bringing up the question of total discharges of regulated air pollutants in Rockland. Your concern?
Well, my concern is that it seems like a mammoth task for to reduce the amount of pollutants in an area as large as Rockland. I don't
know.
I think you're misunderstanding what
the... Yeah.
Yeah. Oh. I'm sorry.
No, it isn't.
It says discharge of regulated air pollutants in Rockland by a certain percentage. Okay. Achieved by replacing existing air pollution emissions.
It's talking about offset.
You can look within the region. When you're looking at the numbers.
It's self-screening to the point where...
Yeah, I understand that.
Those will reduce what they don't pollute from selling steam will offset what they pollute.
So the focus would be the source, not the ambient air conditions.
Right.
Okay, all right. Yeah. Right. That's not the way
to look at the number of sources.
So maybe we should clarify.
Yeah, I think the point is clear, the language question you cleaned up. We're not saying that...
Yeah.
We're not saying that 500 kW system, yeah, right, school has to reduce air pollution citywide, yeah, by 2%.
Yeah. I mean, that's Eric, you're right, though. Now they're reading more carefully, I think you're right.
Oh, see?
Yeah.
You were just mumbling in the corner.
Right.
Theoretically, well, it was generated in Ohio or somewhere.
Yeah. Oh, boy, yeah, that's for sure.
What about this regular...
Or Michigan.
With all
where are we at with, you know, nationwide as far as CO2 being a regulated air pollutant or not?
EPA is classified as a pollutant.
Okay.
I believe so.
And wasn't that overturned by the Supreme Court or something? Or
is it their regulation? They just declined to issue a stay against the Clean Power Plan.
Okay.
So it's, I think it's ambiguous currently what will happen.
But CO2 was already, it's already a monitoring requirement in almost all air emissions lessons.
Right.
It's not like it's off the radar.
Is it a regulated air pollutant?
Yes.
It is.
Okay. Stop breathing, everyone. Hold your breath.
All right, so we have some work to do on that. that might take us to cooling process water. I'm going to sound like Dan has some numbers.